As we just heard, the damage in some parts of Munson is extensive, but other parts of the town escaped unscathed. That's the odd thing about tornadoes, how erratic they are. Earlier today, when we were out reporting in the towns of Sturbridge, Holland, and Brimfield, in many spots we found just a beautiful spring day with no sign that a tornado had come through last night. But then, in Sturbridge, we came across a motel near the Public House Restaurant and Inn that took the brunt locally of the tornado destruction.
To be honest with you, we are so overwhelmed with what we see, we haven't even get the extent of the damage.
Jay Patel has owned the Days Inn on Route 131 with his brother since 1996. It's right off Interstate 84, not far from Old Sturbridge Village.
41 seconds. We measured it. It was 41 seconds and it's gone. It lasted 41 seconds.
Did you have guests at the
yes.
hotel? How many?
I'm going to show you. 10, 11 rooms. I lived in Shrewsbury. My brother's managed, who is also co-owner, managed. I call him at 4:52. I said, he's coming at 5:08. I says, move everybody into the basement. It's a tiny place, but I said, hey, safer than anything else. So they all moved right in.
So no injuries?
No injuries.
But obviously a lot of damage.
Quite a bit damage.
To get up the driveway and to the motel, we had to hurdle several massive tree trunks, step over multiple downed power lines and street lamps, and walk across sheets of siding that had been blown off the motel's walls. Behind the property, there was a huge field of trees. Almost every single one was down, like dominoes. Then we saw what was left of the swimming pool and the metal fence that once surrounded it. The parking lot and sidewalks were so littered with splintered tree trunks that we had to scramble up and down a small brush-covered hill to get to the guest rooms. When we finally got there, Jay Patel opened the door to the only room he's looked inside so far. He told us he's waiting for his insurance company to open the rest of them.
It's all going to be good.
Right through the roof.
Yeah.
It's brought down the stucco ceiling.
Yes.
That is the tree. There's
branches
and dirt and insulation everywhere. Is this the most damaged room?
Probably don't really know.
What is the insurance adjuster telling you so far?
He says this is beyond his expected loss.
Beyond his expected loss.
That's right. He thought it was less than $250,000. So it's going to be escalated to the other level, which is a higher than $250,000 amount. This is way more than $250,000. So he's sending the bigger, bigger department's going to be involved with it.
Do you have any sense of whether you think you'll be fully covered for this damage?
Answer to your questions, don't know.
Okay. It's hard to imagine that this can be just repaired. It looks like it has to come down and
it
you have to start
like
all over.
It, yes.
We saw your swimming pool too. It's incredible.
Everything's gone. The signs, the swimming pools, the parking lots, you just name it. I don't recognize this is my place. I don't.
How would you describe what we're looking at right now?
I feel like it was a 9/11. Right after 9/11, how the people was running around. When I came, I see my brothers, my guests, my family, my 77-year-old mother barely can walk. They were all running so mad, that they don't know what to do.
Wow.
This is what you're looking at, all the renovations. I designed it. I made it. This was the old, when we bought it, it was an old place. We make it, renovate it, make it Days Inn. So it's a lot of pride involved.
So you've actually renovated this,
exactly.
Upgraded it.
Exactly.
So you have a huge attachment to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Very, very much. The money is one thing. Okay, that's why we have insurance for. But this one was a perfect Sturbridge property. And that's what the Sturbridge gonna miss.
That's Jay Patel, who owns the Days Inn on Route 131 in Sturbridge with his brother.